This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use your leadership voice to manage a team member who is more technically skilled than you. Lead with authority when your team knows more than you do. In short, your leadership voice does not depend on matching your team member's technical skill. It depends on setting clear direction, asking the right questions, and holding firm on accountability. When you lead from role clarity rather than trying to outperform an expert, you earn respect without needing to earn credentials. Definition: leadership voice techniques are the specific communication methods a manager uses to direct, motivate, and hold accountable a team member whose technical expertise exceeds their own. These techniques rely on clarity, framing, and role authority rather than subject matter knowledge. You promoted someone strong last year, or hired someone brilliant. Now you are their manager. And somewhere in the first month, you realized they know more than you do. Not a little more, a lot more. The first time they challenged you in a team meeting, using terminology you barely followed, something shifted. You hesitated. You deferred. You let the moment pass, because you were not sure you had the ground to stand on. I have been in that room. Leadership voice techniques are not about pretending you know what you do not. They are about being clear on what your role actually is, and communicating from the ground with enough confidence that your team member knows where they stand. Why the situation trips up even experienced managers. The discomfort is real, and it is worth naming directly. When someone on your team outskills you technically, every conversation carries a quiet threat. What if they realize I can't evaluate their work? That fear pushes managers toward two bad habits. The first is over-deference. You stop setting expectations, stop pushing back, and gradually hand the technical team member the wheel. The second is overcompensation. You pretend to understand more than you do. You challenge decisions you cannot actually evaluate, and you come across as insecure. Both habits damage your credibility faster than any skills gap ever could. Here is the truth of it. Your team member does not need you to be their technical equal. They need you to be a good leader. Those are very different things, and the moment you genuinely understand that distinction, your voice will carry more weight than you expect. What needs to be true before you say anything? Before any step-by-step process will work, two things need to be settled in your own mind. First, you need a clear picture of your role. Your job is to set direction, manage priorities, remove obstacles, give feedback on outcomes and behavior, and hold the team member accountable to agreed standards. Your job is not to approve technical decisions you cannot evaluate. Know where your authority begins and where it appropriately stops. Second, you need to be honest with yourself about what you do and do not understand. You do not need to broadcast your gaps, but you must not pretend they do not exist. A technically skilled team member will see through that instantly, and you will lose the ground you're standing on before the conversation has properly begun. With those two things settled, the following process will give you a working framework you can use in real time. The six-step process for using your leadership voice with a technical expert. Step 1. Open with role clarity, not rank. The first conversation that matters is not a feedback conversation. It is a framing conversation. You need to establish, simply and directly, what your respective roles are. Say something like, "I want to be clear about how I see us working together. Your technical expertise is exactly why you are in this role. My job is to make sure the work connects to what the business needs and that you have what you need to do it well. I will not be second-guessing your technical calls. I will be holding us both to the outcomes we agree on." This is not a speech. It is a clear, calm statement of structure. It removes the unspoken tension before it becomes chronic. If you do not do this early, every subsequent conversation carries the ghost of it. Step 2. Set outcomes with precision, not methods. Your leadership voice is strongest when you focus on what needs to be achieved, not how to achieve it. Telling a technical expert how to do their job is where most managers lose respect quickly. Instead, get specific about the outcome. "I need this feature to be ready for testing by the 14th, with the documentation complete enough for the client team to use it without support from you." That is a clear standard. The expert can decide how to get there. If they miss it, you have something concrete to hold them to. If they hit it, you have something concrete to recognize. This approach also protects you. You are not approving or rejecting technical decisions. You are managing delivery, which is exactly your job. If you need to understand a technical decision's impact on the outcome, ask, How does this approach affect our timeline and the quality the client will see? That is a leadership question, not a technical one. Step 3. Ask precise questions rather than issuing directives. One of the most powerful leadership voice techniques is the well-formed question. It signals engagement without pretending to expertise. It pulls the technical team member into shared thinking, and it often surfaces problems earlier than any status report would. Try questions like, "What is the part of this you're least confident about right now? If something were going to slow this down, what would it be? What would you need for me to move this forward cleanly?" These questions are not soft. They are precise. They require a real answer, and they position you as a leader who is thinking about the work, not just observing it from a distance. If you want to link this to a broader conversation about how to handle conflict that arises from technical disagreements in meetings, those same questions create the foundation. Step 4. Give feedback on behavior and outcomes, not technical judgment. This is where many managers freeze. They feel unqualified to give feedback to someone more technically skilled, but most of what needs addressing is not technical at all. Is the team member communicating progress clearly? Are they flagging risks early? Are they dismissive of others in team discussions? Are they delivering what was agreed when it was agreed? All of that is fair ground for feedback, and none of it requires you to evaluate their code, their data model, or their engineering decisions. The SBY method, which stands for Situation, Behavior, Impact, is one of the most direct tools you have for this. Last Tuesday, when you interrupted Priya 3 times during the stand-up, the rest of the team stopped contributing. I need that to change. That feedback does not require you to understand a single line of the expert's technical work. For more demanding feedback conversations, the advanced feedback techniques for high-stakes situations will give you the nuance and tone guidance you need. Step 5. Hold the line when they push back. Technically skilled people are often strong-willed. When you give direction or feedback they disagree with, they may challenge you directly, sometimes with considerable force. This is the moment where your leadership voice is tested most. Do not fold because they know more than you, and do not escalate into defensiveness. Instead, stay on the ground of your role. I understand you disagree with the priority call. That decision sits with me, and here is why I made it. Then say the reason. One clear reason, stated directly, without apology. If their pushback is technically well-reasoned and genuinely affects the outcome, you can adjust. That is a fair point, and it changes my view of the timeline. Let us revisit the deadline. Adjusting based on new information is strength. Caving because the conversation feels uncomfortable is not. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress will help you get into these moments without delay. Step 6. Follow through consistently. Your leadership voice is only as strong as your follow through. If you set an expectation and do not check it, the expert learns that your words carry no weight. If you raise a concern and do not return to it, the pattern is set. Build a simple rhythm, agree on the outcome, check in at a midpoint, and review at the close. 3 conversations around every significant piece of work. When the team member delivers, say so clearly. When they fall short, address it in the same tone you used to set the expectation: direct, specific, and without drama. This consistency is what earns you respect over time, not technical knowledge. Consistency. When a team member has seniority in the organization, some situations carry an additional layer. The team member has been with the organization longer than you, knows more people, and may feel they should have been promoted into your role. Your leadership voice techniques need to adapt slightly here. Acknowledge their experience without using it as a reason to defer. You know this organization well, and I'm glad to have that knowledge available. My job is still to lead the team, and I'm going to do that. Then do exactly that. From day one. Delay signals weakness that a resentful expert will read immediately. If you are navigating a situation where a dominant voice is shaping the whole team's dynamic, the guidance on how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion gives you concrete techniques for managing that pattern. And if conflicts are fracturing the team more broadly, the DEAL method for resolving team conflicts is a structured approach worth knowing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where managers get this wrong. Three patterns come up again and again when managers try to lead technical experts without the right tools. The mistake: pretending to understand technical details you do not follow. Why it happens: fear of looking weak in front of someone who outskills you. What to do instead: ask a clarifying question instead. Help me understand how that decision affects what we are delivering to the client. Honesty builds far more credibility than performance. The mistake: avoiding all feedback because the work seems beyond your evaluation. Why it happens: managers conflate technical feedback with behavioral and outcome feedback. What to do instead: separate the two clearly. Technical decisions are the expert's domain. Delivery, communication, and team behavior are yours. Give feedback on what is genuinely in your lane. For awkward situations, where feedback flows in complex directions, the guidance on giving upward feedback that actually gets heard is a useful counterpoint to understand the full feedback picture. The mistake: setting expectations loosely because you do not feel confident defining the standard. Why it happens: the manager has not separated outcomes from methods in their own thinking. What to do instead: write down the outcome in one sentence before any conversation. If you cannot do that, you're not ready to hold anyone accountable for it. Get clear first, then talk. Your leadership voice preparation checklist. Before any significant conversation with a technically superior team member, run through this list. Number 1. Do I know what outcome I'm directing or assessing? Write it in one sentence. If you cannot, clarify your own thinking first. Number 2. Am I clear on my role in this conversation? Set direction and hold accountability. Not technical evaluation. Number 3. Do I have a specific example if I'm given feedback? Situation, behavior, impact. Not a general impression. Number 4. Do I have a question ready if they challenge me technically? How does that decision affect the outcome we agreed? It's almost always the right question. Number 5. Am I prepared to hold the line if they push back? Have your one clear reason ready. State it calmly, once. Number 6. Have I scheduled a follow-through checkpoint? Your leadership voice depends on your word meaning something. Build the follow-up in before you walk into the room. This checklist is not a script. It is a preparation structure. The more you use it, the more naturally the conversation flows. The ground you are already standing on. After decades of watching managers get this wrong, and getting it wrong myself in the early years, I'm certain of one thing. The manager who earns the most respect from a brilliant, technically superior team member is not the one who pretends to match them. It is the one who is clear about who they are, direct about what they need, and consistent enough that their word means something by the end of the first quarter. Your leadership voice techniques do not come from your technical knowledge. They come from your clarity, your consistency, and your courage to stay in your role even when the pressure is on to step out of it. That is the ground. Stand on it. Frequently asked questions. What are leadership voice techniques for managing experts? Leadership voice techniques are the specific communication methods you use to direct, support, and hold accountable a team member who knows more than you technically. They include setting clear outcomes, asking precise questions, and owning accountability without pretending to match the expert skill level. How do you use your leadership voice without technical knowledge? You focus on outcomes, not methods. Your leadership voice comes from setting clear expectations, asking well-formed questions about progress and blockers, and holding firm on standards. You do not need to match your team member technically to direct them with confidence and clarity. Why do managers struggle to lead employees who are more skilled? Most managers default to either over-deferring, letting the expert run unchecked, or overcompensating by pretending to know more than they do. Both approaches destroy credibility. The manager's role is direction and accountability, not technical matching, and that distinction is often never clearly established. What is the difference between leadership voice and technical authority? Technical authority comes from expertise in a specific discipline. Leadership voice is your ability to set direction, hold accountability, and create the conditions for good work, regardless of your technical knowledge. The two are separate skills and should be treated as such. Can you give feedback to someone more technically skilled than you? Yes, and you must. Feedback does not require technical expertise. It requires clarity about outcomes and behavior. Focus on what was delivered versus what was agreed, how the person operates within the team, and whether their communication serves the work. Avoid critiquing technical decisions you cannot evaluate. How do you earn respect from a technically superior team member? You earn respect through consistency, clarity, and follow-through. Be honest about what you know and do not know. Keep your commitments. Set clear expectations and hold to them. Team members who outskill you technically will respect you when you are trustworthy, direct, and genuinely invested in their success. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.